Good morning, sweet girl. I dreamt of you in the night. Such a vivid, luscious dream. Yes, I'll tell you about it. But first, I need to get your hot body underneath mine. There. You need to be pinned under my body while you hear about this dream. You hard, fuckable woman. I'm gonna tell you this story, and you're going to take it like a good girl. Yes, my cock is hard. And hot. That's what happens when I'm cooped up with a wild, beautiful woman. My body burns with energy, with strength and passion and heat. I'm going to fuck you, sweet girl. But I'm also going to tell you the story of what I dreamt of in the night. Open your legs, sweet girl. That's it. Fuck. Good girl. Now, just feel my body hard and strong on top of you. My hands on you. My cock against your thigh. I will tell you what I dreamt. We were in the past. Maybe I knew you then. Tents were burning. I can still smell the flame. And I can smell you. Your wet heat. In my dream, you were fleeing in a brief dress of soft hide. Weeping with fear. Shaking with adrenaline. Your hair in a disarray, and I chased you, hunted you, my blood hot, taking joy in the lush curves and running body of the woman I would capture. I herded you like a soft, sweet doe among the tents of your people, until you were caught between me and the flames. And then you faced me. Trembling, your eyes wild and hot, and your dress torn away from one breast where I'd seized you earlier. Before you pulled away and ran, now there was nowhere left to run, no one to help you, just me. Laughing with pleasure, I strode to you, getting my hands on your soft body. God, you're soft, you sweet, fuckable girl. That's it. You moan for me while I grip these warm tits, while I tell you this story. I had hold of you, and you cried out. I threw you to the ground on your belly, a knee firm in the small of your back as I forced your wrists behind you. Crossed them and bound them in a leather cord. Like this, I tied you. Just like this. Yes, you squirm for me, girl. Squirm all you want. You're mine. These bonds are tight. You're not going anywhere, girl. And then I grabbed your tit and your hip like this and flipped you onto your back. My heart captive. I tore your dress the rest of the way from your breasts and kissed and bit them. grip them in my hands while you writhed and squealed and begged. Fuck, I love how your nipples harden, how you thrash and wriggle for me. Oh, do that, my captive. Fight me. You're tired. You're mine. I've got your tits in my hand and my cock against your thigh. I earn you, you hot captive slut. And your soft cries in my dream delighted me, and I laughed and took your mouth hard as you squirmed in the dirt between the tents. My body covered yours, brutal and strong, my hands stripping you ruthlessly while you writhed and whimpered into my mouth. My hands peeling you naked, hot, gripping your soft skin like this. Then your squirmings excited me beyond bearing. I lifted my mouth from yours and thrust your legs apart. That's it. I want that naked little cunt. Feel my fingers opening you. Fuck. Tired girl. Take it. Breed my cock. Your breasts bounced beneath me as you quivered and kicked. Oh, fuck. Just like your tits are bouncing now. Fuck, I love your tits. My tied up little slut. I covered your mouth with my hand like this. My palm hot and firm against your soft lips. Yes, you whimper into my hand like a good girl. I love how soft and vulnerable your mouth feels. That hard little mouth is mine. Mine to kiss and bite. Mine to fuck. Mine to shut up when I please. I covered your mouth and I thrust myself into you. Violently. Taking what I wanted. Forcing such squeaking squeals under my yeah, cry out for me, squeal into my hand, my hard little slut. Fuck, fuck, yes, oh, I took you and took you. Oh, savage in my heat. Oh, an urgent needing. Oh, needing to enjoy my rape captive quickly. Oh, before the fire spread. Fuck, you're tired. You're so fucking tired. With your eyes wild above my hand, your eyes squirming, your tits rubbing against my chest. Fuck, and you're mine. Fuck, fuck, fuck. And you're so hot. Squirm all you want, you good girl. Oh, I'm raping you. Oh, my cock is so fucking hot on that tight cunt. Oh, there among getting tense, my thighs, my thrust bruised your thighs, my hips rolled as I plundered your warm, wet cunt. Oh, and I felt you grip me so tightly. Oh, and you begged, wriggled, oh, and excited me that mastered your body, your mouth soft beneath my hand, oh, and your breast warm in my grip, oh, and your tight cunt, a wild delight, has abandoned you against the soft earth. And I gazed down into your hot eyes as I raped you until you could only groan and whimper. Oh, sweet female animal being fucked and mated by her captor. Mine. Oh, yes, you ride while I fuck you. Oh, buck those hips. Make this exciting. Oh, fuck. How you smell. How you feel. Oh, my captive slut. Oh, and you're gonna take it. Take it like a good girl. Oh, fuck, yes. Oh, when you squirm or submit, you're gonna just come apart under the surge and the roll of my hips. Oh, fuck, that's it. Scream into my hand, little girl. Oh, you're mine, mine, mine. There in the grass, I held your gaze as my balls tightened and plunged so deep. Oh, your softness, a wild caress along my cock. And then deep, deep again. And then I spilled all my pleasure and battle joy and heat into your body. Spurts of my seed, pulsing my cock hard inside you, filling you with my heart. Come while you wail sweetly into my palm. Oh, fuck. All in this, my cock, naked, bare, and primal. You come for me, you hot slut. You come like a good girl. Come, come, come. I'm coming in you. I'm coming in you, girl. Fuck. Yes. As I can, that filled my captive slut. Oh, we could hear the tent burning, and the fires getting closer, and I had poured such fire from my cup deep into your body. You like that? Yes. Mule into my palm like a good girl while I finish this story. Oh. I rested on top of you a moment, panting, my head resting on your hot, sweaty breast. I turned my face and bit your nipple. Because I love your squeal into my hand. Good girl. And I pressed my lips to your ear and breathed two words, just like this. My slave. I breathed those words by your ear with my cock inside you, claiming you. And then I pull myself out of you, enjoying your whimper. Oh. And I got to my feet, pulled you up roughly by one of your bound arms, My other hand took your hair like this. And pulled your head back savagely, arching your beauty, displaying your breasts to any fellow warriors we might pass. I marched you through the burning tents as you sobbed and said incoherent things, conquered and distressed and overcome. My seed trickled down your thigh, and the smell of your wet heat excited me, making me hard again, almost too hard to walk. You excite me, woman. And soon the burning tents were behind us, and I was forcing my bound captive through the long grasses. In a dip of the land, other captive women lay together, bound, and their clothes torn or stripped from their writhing bodies. Some were gagged tightly with cloth, some were struggling, and their breasts bouncing and begging. Some were weeping softly. Some were staring back at the burning tents with wide eyes or gazing up helplessly at the warriors guarding them. One woman with raven hair was kneeling before one of the warriors, looking up at him. Sweet and fearful, surrendered, opening her soft, wet little mouth while he freed his cock. Maybe she hoped he would protect her and be gentle with her. Or maybe a desire to be owned burned in her heart. And I threw you down among the other women, naked and hot and well fucked, my cum on your thigh, and your face sweaty and flushed, strands of your hair stuck to your cheek. I thrust your legs apart again, like this. And you moaned with my fingers like this. I drew some of your wet heat from your pussy and smeared it across your cheek so my captive would smell her arousal while she awaited my return. And then I took a fingertip of dark paint from a pouch in my belt and drew my sign on your left tip, right here, tracing my finger along the curves, marking you as my captive, my property. And I gripped your other tit hard, and kissed your hot, fuckable little mouth, plundering you and biting your lip, tasting blood and tears and woman. You moaned into my mouth, my captive pleasure slut, who would soon be bound and helpless in my bedding, warming me up in my own tent all winter. I kissed you like I wanted every cell in your body to know that I owned you. And then I thrust you back to your back among the other captives, and I stood and strode back towards the tents on fire to help with the looting. Behind me, the sounds of soft sobs and gasps, the sounds of the raven-haired slave sucking at a warrior's hard cock, and the sounds of my own woman whimpering and squirming in her bonds, wet and hot and leaking my cum, and your pussy clenching and hot as you wondered what would happen to you. And the sky was red from your burning village, and you could feel each blade of grass, each breath of wind across your thighs and tits, and the leather cord tight around your waist, a master's mark on your breasts. Yes, you're going to stay tired just like this, knowing at any moment I may return, hungry and hot, and thrust your legs apart to rape you, to own you. Good girl, squirm for me. You are my luscious, sweaty little prey, torn from your tents and put to my use. My bite marks on your tits and my cum leaking down your leg. Oh, fuck, that's hot. Let me get my fingers in you. Fuck. So wet. So wet. You liked my dream. Good girl. Let me just fuck you with my fingers while I get my cock hot again. Such a hot, tight little fuck. Do you smell the fires in the tent? Do you see my eyes smoldering in the blaze? Get used to your new life, little dream slut. Helpless pleasure slave. Every night, your body is going to surrender under my wild rape. Because you are captured.